Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Or maybe tonight it's the not-so-antique, not-with-a-phonograph music program. Well, you see, funny thing happened to me on the way to the radio show tonight. I was driving here, like I do, and, you know, leaving my place, getting my stuff together, getting this, thinking about I'm going somewhere after this tonight, so I was getting my stuff for that, and had my record pile, and packed my computer, and my phone. I had to, like, take the laundry, so I got it all together, got in the car, got in my way, dropped the laundry off, got over here, and, you know, then coming across the Manhattan Bridge, I looked at, I reached in my bag for something and said, oh, I didn't put my records in the bag. I need those records for my radio show. And the thing is, you can't just come to WFMU and use their 78s because they really don't have any. So I was like, well, time to improvise, Mac. And so I actually had a little time to do something I kind of not really done, is look at what does FMU have as far as early music on CDs in that library. So I started looking for some things in some compilations and some specific artists. And, you know, of course there was some and enough to pull together a show for sure. And, you know, as I started to look at it, I started to consider some things about my show. You know, for example, we just heard first from, it was King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. Now, these early Gennett records featuring Louis Armstrong. This is one of the most early important jazz bands of all time, are exceedingly rare to find. And so I don't think I could ever really possibly even play that for you on the show. If someone had it, they probably wouldn't want to play it on one of my old gramophones. I'm not sure. I think I would, but they're tough records to find. So it's an opportunity to hear some of this stuff that I could never play for you, because I just couldn't have that record, is what I'm saying. So, yeah, a couple more of these from King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. Another great one from them we're about to hear. We heard from, it was them and Just Gone from 1923, from their original Gennett sessions that were done in Richmond, Indiana. And we're going to hear another one from those sessions, which is Dippermouth Blues. And maybe I'll drop a couple others in here because they're great records. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Is this mic working? Yeah, I think it is. Okay, so yeah, we heard a few from, again, exceedingly rare records that I could probably never, will never acquire. King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band, three of them there, featuring Louis Armstrong, Just Gone, Dipper Mouth Blues, all recorded in 1933, and Snake Rag, I'm sorry, 23. Trying to keep the show all acoustic, even though I forgot all my records tonight. I don't think I've ever done that before. You know, each show that I do is pretty much curated for that night, put together for that program. I make a nice pile and I bring them with me. It's the way it usually works. And if that doesn't work, there was one time where I came to the show and I think I locked the Victrola and I didn't have the key. So I couldn't open the Victrola. That was a problem one time. Once I had a dream that turned into a reality that I was just about to go on the air, and I had a CD of a pre-recorded show with another collector that I was about to play, and I never checked the CD, so it was literally 2 minutes till showtime, and I was ready to start the CD, and it just wouldn't work. So there was no, I had nothing ready to go. DJ's nightmare. So I grabbed a every Frank Zappa CD, and I just did an all Frank Zappa show. I had to do something. It's radio. I could have just talked for an hour. But doing something like this makes me think about how there are records I probably will never own or acquire or have another collector to play here on the show. So how can I represent that stuff? Maybe once in a while I should go through and do programs of other acoustic material that's available. I'm always trying to acquire new old records to present other stuff than what I have already and am repeating, which is fine to do. But maybe this is another way to do it. But I don't think I want to go down this hole. I don't want to go down this hole. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, let's continue now. Columbia has done complete recordings of Bessie Smith. And it was interesting as I was looking at a lot of these titles on this multi-CD set, the early stuff, I was like, well, I have a lot of these 78s. So that was kind of cool to see. But, of course, I don't have everything. I don't want to have everything. So I'm going to play a couple that I don't have. You've definitely heard a lot of Bessie Smith on my show. But not this one, Eavesdropper's Blues. And they don't give you the years on these, on this CD. Maybe it's going to be, there's some booklet that comes along with this CD set. It's going to be in another place. And it's hard to read. The writing is so small on these CDs. It's nice and big on 78s. All the information is there, the catalog number, feel like I'm missing out on something playing this. And I feel like you are too. But we're going to do it. Okay. How's this work? Press that. This.
Thank you.
All right. Bessie sounding very sweet. I think they did a pretty good job on this Columbia reissue. the complete recordings of Bessie Smith. It sounds like About the Speed is about right. I don't know how many of you heard about the debacle going back to the Robert Johnson complete recordings that Columbia did. The much heralded Grammy winning box set of whatever that was, 1990, whatever that was. Oh my God, they finally reassembled the Blues Masters, all his recordings into one place. And they figured out a few years ago, damn, we recorded all that stuff way too fast. Like they were concerned with the speed of the record and getting it right in the range of what it was supposed to be, not realizing that Columbia speeded them up to make them a little peppier because they were a little slow and weren't as upbeat as they might have wanted them to be. So hence all those box sets are kind of no good anymore. It's not like you can just go, but you know, with your 78, you can go just change the speed, bring it down a little bit. And, yeah. So, anyway. Some nice Bessies there. And let's continue now with, again, some things from the library. I'm pulling at FMU because I forgot my records tonight. Doing this, I realized I really couldn't do a show really every week, I think, from the acoustic era with music from the WFMU library. I mean, certainly not the original records because there are none. But just looking through the CDs of things that I could play from the first 25 years of the last century and before, Not much. So pretty much do one show with it, and hopefully that's all I'm going to do. So let's continue now with a, Berliner Records. I have one of them, and they were never recorded very well. They never sound very well, so it might be best to actually hear a cleaned-up version of some Berliner Records. I think I did a show one time with a friend of all Berliner Records, and very noisy stuff. So we're going to hear now an 1899 Berliner record by the duet of Joseph Cullen and William Collins, a banjo duet. And this is the Twin Star March. And I'll do a few other things, too. Okay. So, it's this button, I think.
Been a good old wagon, but you done broke down. Sung by Len Spencer, Lambert Records. Well, was standing a crap game, I do no harm this morning. A copper grabbed me by my arm without warning. Well, he took me down to the Seal House door, place I never had been before I was running. No more will I buy my baby them folk child. Hear them lily lips go blip-blip-blip-blop. But the reason I'm in trouble about my sweet thing, because I need a song she did sing. Well, then goodbye, my honey, if you're gone, you're gone, my darling. And goodbye, my honey, if you're gone, you're gone, my baby. Well, it ain't no use for the weeping moan. You've been a good old wagon, but you done broke down, so bye-bye. Well, the judge asked me what had I done this morning. Standing in the crap game, getting my gun, my heart stopped. Well, the judge and the jury day says to me, you done killed three niggas in the first degree and there's no bail. They put me on a board of that Sing Sing train. They loaded me down with a ball and chain. Every station that I passed by, I imagine I could hear my baby cry. Bye-bye, my honey, if you're gone, you're gone, my darling. And a goodbye, my honey, if you're gone, you're gone, my baby. Well, it ain't no use for the weeping moan. You've been a good old wagon, but you're badly bent, so bye-bye.
Yes, indeed, nigger. You not only been a good old wagon, but you is badly bent on your axle needs greasing. You hear me?
I thought I was a winner, or I don't know you ain't so long. Played by Columbia Orchestra, or Columbia Photograph, Cameroon, New York, and the Paris.
Thank you.
I can't. What happens with these CD players is they, as soon as the song ends, the next one starts. I don't know why it does that. If you're playing a phonograph, it gets to the end and it just sits there until you lift it up. It doesn't start to do anything on its own. So I don't know about this technology. Well, we heard some good selections there. Again, super rare stuff. We started off with a Berliner record, Twin Star March, by the duet of Cullen and Collins, who didn't really record too much, an 1899 record. Now, I learned something here. I did not know there was a song, You've Been a Good Old Wagon, But You Done Broke Down, that was recorded in 1902. I knew of Bessie Smith's version, I thought was the first version of that. I love finding that lineage. The song was really mutated, obviously, but really interesting to be able to hear that. So, and then, you know, in the late 1890s, the cakewalk was a big thing. And a lot of the bands were, and then the record companies were always trying to reflect back to the public through records what the trends were. So we heard from 1897 a tune actually written by Burt Williams, interestingly, entitled I Thought I Was a Winner, or I Don't Know, You Ain't So Warm. Great title. But they're done by the Columbia Orchestra, who really seem to be struggling with that style of music. The cakewalk, like the ragtime, it's a little syncopated. The beat's a little off and delayed. There's a little more freeness to it. They were really trying hard. Now, as opposed to the next one, which was Sousa's band doing at a Georgia camp meeting, they were doing it a little more masterfully. And I wouldn't be surprised if Sousa was absent from that session, as he often was, and his trombonist, Arthur Pryor, who made a lot of recordings on his own, was leading that. And he definitely was doing a lot more hot numbers as he departed from Sousa and went solo. Took his trombone. He went solo. So I'm not going to stand behind the sousaphone anymore. I want to get out front with my shiny medals, with my brocade jacket and my shiny trombone, and I'm going to go to the front of the band, and I'm going to lead the band. And yeah, right? There you go. So let's continue with some more. One of the greatest ragtime numbers that people know is the Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. And one of the earliest recordings of it was by Wes Ossman. I think there was actually an earlier version, a band version. But we're going to hear this version from 1907. And, yeah, let's do it. Thank you.
Ain't That a Shame, sung by Mr. Dan W. Quinn. One dark and stormy night, the rain was falling fast. Bill Bailey told his lady friend, our dream of love is past. He said no more, just slammed the door. He wandered round the town, but he didn't have a cent. He thought about his pork chops and back to the house he went. Oh, listen to his mournful cry. Ain't that a shame, a measly shame, to keep your honey out in the rain. Lordy, have a little pity. Will you open that door and let me in? I stand here freezing, wet to the skin. He stood there at the door all the whole night long. He cried, oh mama, will you let me in? I know that I've done wrong. I'll prove it, see. Please whisper to me. A bass voice from inside hollered from the door. You find some other hay pine you don't look here anymore. And passers-by could hear Bill cry. Ain't that a shame, a measly shame, to keep your honey out in the rain. Lordy, have a little pity. Will you open that door and let me in? I stand here freezing, wet to the skin.
That fortune-telling man, sung by Silas Leachman. Lord, I tell you, there's no use in talking. I've got 'em faded on telling the past, the present, and the future. Man coming across the water. Mm-hmm, that's what he is. In an old big house, just as quiet as a mouse, I sit and occasionally read about old Mars. And in the dead of night, without a speck of light, I gather through the window all the stars. In early in the morn, just before the break of dawn, I get what little rest in that I can. Cause I must be up, you see, meeting folks what comes to me. They all come to see that fortune-telling man. I am their fortune-telling man. There's no kind of dream that I can understand. I can tell your future by looking in your hand. I am that fortune-telling man. The very next night, just before I lit the light, a monstrous-looking coon came to my door. He said he'd had a dream, an awful thing he'd seen. A spirit dressed in white walk across the blue. I looked into his hand and I said, see ya, young man, that dream and both your hands, they were a veil. I could read his great surprise as a telescoped his eyes when I said, you'll marry quick or go to jail. I am dead fortune-telling a man. There's no kind of dream that I can't understand. I can tell you future by reading in your hand. I am a dead fortune-telling man. No use in talking. I've got them all faded when I'm looking into the gloomy past. Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Yeah, interesting set of recordings there. We started off with Wes Ossman. By the way, all these last couple sets are from a CD I found, which is actually accompanied a book, which I did not know about, which I'm now very interested in finding. And actually found it while I was sitting here and ordered it on eBay. A book called Stomp and Swerve, American Music Gets Hot. I think it's something like 1843 to 1924. It's just a period of music I'm interested in. And yeah, I'm interested in reading this. So I'm sure they're talking about a lot of these, the progression of these songs, as I do on my show quite often, talk about the steps in the development of music that always lead to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing, as music does incrementally. So this book will be an interesting academic approach to that subject, I'm sure, as I can tell from the tunes. So we heard from the accompanying CD, Maple Leaf Rag, from 1907. We heard, I discussed Arthur Pryor's band before, and when they started stepping out and doing peppier numbers, they got really hot. They really did, and they were a good transitional band moving towards, taking ragtime a little further, pushing it towards jazz. And that one was a Coon Band Contest from 1908. We heard from Dan W. Quinn with a kind of ballad called Ain't Dat a Shame. It's actually called Ain't That a Shame, but I have a version by Silas Leachman, which I have played on the show, Ain't Dat a Shame, D-A-T, also from about 1901. So, yeah. And after that, we heard from Silas Leachman with The Fortune-Telling Man, exceedingly rare record. It'd be almost impossible for me to find and play for you here, so I'm glad I got the chance to play it and hear it myself. Because I'm not really often exploring music from the era on CD. I'm playing the stuff I'm playing for you on the records. I'm not really listening to a lot of it in my off time, except on the original records that I'm finding. So it's good to hear some of this stuff. I'm going to squeeze in a couple more real quick. This is the Xonophone Concert Band with a good raggy number called The Smiler. From 1908, here we go. We'll be right back. folks, that is going to about do it for this bit of a different antique phonograph music program. Me pulling stuff from the FMU library to play for you. And it worked out as I always make it do. That's what we do at FMU. And thanks for helping us work it out by all your support to the marathon over the last 2 weeks. Such a great time to hear from folks. And just thank you for keeping WFMU alive and your own musical future. I'm going to leave you now with the last one, which is the Castle House Rag, James Reese Europe's Orchestra from 1914. Until next week, this is your host, Mac. Oh, I got to tell you, I'm doing a live remote next week from Brooklyn Pharmacy. I'll be in Brooklyn. I think it's Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn Pharmacy, live remote. Please come on down to hear me and have the Antique Phonograph Music Program live. Live from Brooklyn Pharmacy next week. Be there. Until next week, this is your host of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, Mac, saying nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.